Nick Reiser and Dylan January, both of Swampscott High School, and now both of the North Shore Navigators are joining us on the line. Dylan, let me say hi to you, and welcome. Good to be talking with you again.
Hey, thanks for having me. Happy to be on the call.
Yeah, and Nick, welcome, and thanks for joining us here.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Well, you guys were on the Super Bowl championship Swampscott High football team this past fall, and played at Gillette Stadium. And Nick, let me begin with you. Tell us about, just give us a quick overview of that, and I'll have Dylan do the same, and we'll be moving on through the seasons here. Nick, about the Super Bowl.
The Super Bowl was something that me and my teammates are probably never going to forget. I remember that whole month of like November and December was honestly, it went so fast, and it was awesome. We were studying film and practicing so hard every day, and we took each game one at a time, and we ended up winning the biggest one, so it was awesome.
Dylan?
Yeah, high school football is one of those things that it's a real family atmosphere, and our team really came together as a family throughout the year, and it was awesome for us to accomplish what we did. Obviously, winning the Super Bowl is the ultimate goal of the season, and as a team, we really played well together, and playing at Gillette Stadium is something I'll never forget, and I was very happy to be able to do that with the group of guys I did it with.
Yeah, I'd like to follow up with one more question on the football team. You know, I looked at the team and watched you during the season, and even the last couple of years, I was struck when you guys during the regular season, you're playing schools that are bigger than Swampscott High School, but playing them very tough. And I felt that, if you look back at, say, in particular, let's say this season, the 2019 season, was there a game or two that you guys said, hey, you know, we're pretty competitive here? Not that you didn't think you would be earlier in the year, but playing up against the bigger schools that you would on a regular basis. Nick?
I'd say winning that Beverly game was a big game for our team, and I think it sent a message to our guys saying that we can compete with just about anyone. So that definitely I think helped us later on in the year.
And Dylan?
Yeah,
so going into the year, we weren't really, you know, sure to expect. You kind of, every team's different, so you got to get a new feel for each team. But every game, any game that we lost, the games that we lost were actually, I felt, most important in defining our season as a team, because we were able to always to learn from our losses and our failures and put it together to get the one win that mattered at the end.
You guys were both monsters on defense, right? And, that defense was probably a historic Swampscott defense.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had a couple shutouts. We had a great defense. Coach Bush, the defensive coordinator, did an awesome job. Coach Ringa, we had really good coaches that were, you know, very close to us. We had great relationships with them, which played a big role for us as a team. And the group of guys was just so close, and we took a lot of pride in our defense and playing well every week.
I'm going to jump to baseball, jump to the spring here, the spring that didn't happen for both of you guys in Swampscott baseball. I'm sure you guys were very much looking forward to the baseball season, and both are headed to Franklin Pierce in the fall. And Nick, Dylan, I'm going to go. I'll go with you this time first. But what are your thoughts on kind of missing the high school season, like everyone else missed the high school season?
Like everyone else in the same boat. It's tough, you know. Your senior year, especially with the guys you grew up with, always talking about. You're always talking about your senior year, and we didn't get a chance at that. And for us, coming off a state championship, we were hungry to get another one. We felt like once we did it once, we could do it again, even though it's another sport. It's a pretty similar group of guys, and mainly we're just a bunch of tough competitors or athletes more than a football player or a baseball player. And it was so it's a tough pill to swallow, but hopefully we can, you know, get the summer going and the Franklin Pierce in the fall. That should be awesome. But missing the senior year baseball season is definitely something I'm gonna miss.
Yeah. Nick?
Yeah, Dylan summed it up pretty good. I think we were ready to come out guns blazing and win the North and just hopefully win another state championship. I think we had the guys to do so, like we did in the fall, but everyone's in the same position and everyone's missing their senior year for all those seniors and around here. So it stinks, but like Dylan said, the best thing we can do is hope that the summer gets underway and we have a good, successful summer with the Navs, and then we're off to the Franco Pierce in the fall. So hopefully, I mean, just trying to stay positive.
Well, let me just ask you about the Navs. Dylan, I know you have a little connection to the team with your dad owning the team. I mean, what are your thoughts about joining on with the Navigators?
Yeah, a lot of the guys on the roster I actually played with coming up playing travel ball, and so I'm pretty familiar with a lot of the guys. I have good relationships with them, and it's going to hopefully it would be fun to get back with them and kind of relive the past summers together. And we usually had a pretty successful team in the summer, so maybe we could have another successful season this summer.
Yeah, Nick?
Oh, yeah, playing for the Navs is something that I've wanted to do since I was a little kid going to Fraser Field and watching those games. So I also know some of the guys on the team now from playing travel baseball, and I'm just super excited to put on the Navs uniform and switch roles from being a little kid and watching the games and just taking part in them now.
You're not a little kid anymore, Nick? Is that it?
Not as little as where I was just eating hot dogs and watching the games, so no.
Yeah, I gotcha. I want to ask you, guys, I want you to flip around. So, Nick, you pitch. Dylan, you catch. So why don't you talk about each other? Dylan, tell me about Nick as a pitcher.
Nick, Nick's my favorite guy to catch. I catch him almost every day. He's my battery mate. We're best friends. We're practically brothers. I mean, it goes deeper than just baseball or football, whatever. It's a real relationship off the field, and I think that only helps us on the field.
And Nick, the other way for you?
Dylan's my catcher. He gives me feedback every day, and he gets to help me more than he even knows just by his opinion on things, and it means a lot when I get to work with him. And our relationship off the field, I think, definitely has helped us on the field by getting to know each other more and knowing what each other likes to do and just kind of being there for each other. So that brings us together a lot, and I'm excited to be with him for another 4 years.
And finally, I guess I'd just like to ask you guys, kind of pulling away from the baseball thing, but it's all related, spring baseball, high school, senior year. What are your thoughts and what are your friends' thoughts about, you know, missing out on these, you know, in particular the month of May and June as a senior? Nick, I'll begin with you this time.
Our friends outside of us right now, they were all hoping on playing, and I think most of them are actually all playing baseball or another sport after high school, which is good because our class and our friends are they're all athletes, which is good for them. So I think that everyone's just bumming out, but I don't know. Hopefully they can stick with it after high school.
And Dylan, you also miss out on a lot of the senior activities and so on that you'd normally have your senior year.
Yeah, definitely. You know, the moment you step into the building as a freshman, you're thinking about what's it going to be like my senior year at the end of the year when you're finally done, you're going off to college, and now it's finally here, and it's not what I expected. But Nick said earlier, you're trying to stay positive, and, you know, yeah, we're missing out on a lot of things, but you just got to make the best of what you have, and that's really what it comes down to.
Well, I'm sure you'll have a great summer. Hopefully there is baseball to be played this summer. But to both of you, just again, congratulations on a great football season this past fall at Swampscott. To you, your teammates, and again, the coaching staff there, just a fantastic, fantastic story. And you guys were a great class, 2020, Swampscott High School. So again, congrats.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yep. There they are. Dylan January, Nick Reiser, Swampscott High class of 2020, and hoping to play for the Navigators this summer.